This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Today, the president designates five new national monuments. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports on how communities around them want to cash in.
Among the new national monuments, part of the San Juan Islands in Washington State and a section of the Underground Railroad in Maryland.
The economics of parks is a lot like the economics of tourism.
Economist Jared Bernstein is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says visitors to these sites could give a boost to all kinds of local businesses.
Those people are going to spend some money in the parks. Maybe they'll buy some food, maybe some souvenirs.
A new monument in New Mexico, the Rio Grande del Norte, is expected to bring $15 million a year to the area. That's partly because Americans are starting to travel again, says Douglas Quinby, an analyst at Focusrite, a travel industry research firm.
The economy is definitely improving, so we are optimistic we're going to see some gains in 2013.
Still, it could be a rough year for parks. Many are expected to take a hit under the sequester budget cuts and will have to cut staff and reduce hours. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.